the record, baby.
Blog Talk Radio.
This, put the pen to the pad, focus on the getting rich. I've been getting to my bag, so I know these niggas mad. Knowing I don't give a shit, might just pull up with a stick, yeah. It took time to live like this, put the pen to the pad, focus on the getting rich. I've been getting to my bag, so I know these niggas mad. Knowing I don't give a shit, might just pull up with a stick, yeah. All so many niggas since day one, man, I feel all alone. Mixing Henny with Remy, just writing different songs. I lost my mind, how even find the strength to carry on? It took my bro, we spinning blocks, just trying to bury one. But you don't need to believe me, we dealing with some vultures. You better take it easy, the bullets flying off, and they coming for no reason. So you can learn to dodge them, cause it could leave you leaking, yeah. And I know this nigga scheming, yeah. That's why you would never see me there, unless I'm riding with my shooters, fair. And they be riding with some Rugas, yeah. And yes, I know that this story gets old every single time you see me, but I'm always on my own. Cause niggas fold when the story gets told. They've been trapping for no reason, I'm the one who put them on. It took time to live like this, put the pen to the pad, focus on the getting rich. I've been getting to my bag, so I know these niggas mad. Knowing I don't give a shit, might just pull up with a stick, yeah. It took time to live like this, put the pen to the pad, focus on the getting rich. I've been getting to my bag, so I know these niggas mad. Knowing I don't give a shit, might just pull up with a stick, yeah. How could I feed my dogs and watch them envy me? We was walking to the money like it's pedigree. We was counting up them dollars like the money team. For more money, bring more problems, getting in between. Everything that we done started, nigga, best believe. We was making heavy profit like it's burglary. So I guarantee this money mean none to me. Yeah, I guarantee this money mean none to me. It was just a means for us to make it out, to give my brother some new kicks and mom's a bigger house. Been screaming fuck the government and scamming bank accounts. But if these pieces never hit it, I'ma trap it out. I took my time cause I was built like this. I'm a boss, I'm a G, I'ma make my niggas rich. I took my time cause I just had to do it big. Man, I need 100,000 before I could go legit. Took time to live like this, put the pen to the pad, focus on the getting rich. I've been getting to my bag, so I know these niggas mad. Knowing I don't give a shit, might just pull up with a stick, yeah. It took time to live like this, put the pen to the pad, focus on the getting rich. I've been getting to my bag, so I know these niggas mad. Knowing I don't give a shit, might just pull up with a stick, yeah.
Man, you already know what it is, y'all. For the record radio, where the independent artist matters the most. I am your host, Fly Gaza. You either tuned in or you fucking tuned out, stupid. You already know, man. 929-477-2425. Y'all got to call that number in order to be a part of tonight. If you a listener right now, make sure you get online. Call us. The line is already there. Is deep already. Keep calling. This is crazy. I got a special guest tonight. I'm going to let her introduce herself. Let the world know who you are, where you from, and what do you do.
What's going on, y'all? What's poppin'? So my name is Adi, born and raised in Hell's Kitchen, New York. And I just got to say, that song was really good. I really enjoy the music. I really enjoy the beat, which is really tough, but I'm super excited to be a part of this whole little vibe that we got going on. And also, you know, what I do, my side hustle is I'm a mixologist. So I make drinks, I make them, I prep them, I ship them. So I make nutcrackers, Long Island, I make mojitos, margaritas, and my own personal drinks as well. So you can catch me
make
at Instagram.
Y'all tap in. I'm telling you. Them shits look good, y'all. That's a major fucking fact. Yo, call it. Make sure you don't hang up. Make sure you stay right there. We're going to spin another independent artist track, and we're going to get to it. By the way, my bad, y'all. Jay Pyro was the artist that we just spun that opened up the show. That's an exclusive. I haven't played it here yet. Jay Pyro. Salute to you. That's called Like This. Hey, yo, you ready to hear some music, girl?
Yes, Yes, I am.
Well, you know what? It sounds like you riding, so I might as well give you something to dance to, because this is how we going to do this here. For the Record Radio, where the independent artist matters the most, I am your host, and yo, she driving. So you know we got to go crazy real quick. Let's go, man. Fuck it. We going to set this shit off right. If you a dancer, if you like to dance, this one for y'all.
I need all the little booty bitches, big booty bitches to the motherfucking front. It's time to shake that ass, baby. Hey, it's time to get on that motherfucking flow and throw something like you ain't never threw it before. Yeah, from the north to the south. Hey, hey, what you gonna do with them dollars? Model for model, hey. They on the flow like a toddler. Money gon' make sure they holler. Yeah. Can't speak to her if you not proper. Her outfit right up in her locker.
What you doing?
That ass finna be like a knocker. She gon' hit the police, I pop
it.
Like nigga, what's up in your wallet?
Hey,
shorty gon' get it.
Hey.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them
dicks. Yeah, yeah.
Shorty gon' get it.
Kitty.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dicks.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Shorty gon' get it.
Hey.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dicks.
Kitty, kitty.
Shorty gon' get it.
Aye.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dicks.
Trampoline, 33 with the face of a teen.
Okay.
Body look like a bottle, but when she start throwing that booty, she causing a scene. Jump some honey, she drop to her knees. If you broke, she won't bother to see. Rather dance on a bitch than a G.
Okay.
But I bet she gon' give it to me.
Yeah.
Left cheek, right cheek, no feet.
Left cheek.
Burn her head in the car, no G. Speed limit, she ain't using no teeth.
Sure.
Throw it back to the West End suite. Big bag, we don't do shit cheap.
Big
in the club, she be turned there weak.
Aye, aye.
Got a grind, she the type to go eat.
Aye, aye.
Got a grind, she the type to go eat.
Aye, aye.
Model for model.
Hey.
They on the floor like a toddler. Money gon' make sure they holler.
Yeah.
Can't speak to her if you not proper. Her outfit right up in her locker.
What you doing?
That ass finna be like a knocker.
It's gonna be.
She gon' hit the pole and stop poppin'.
Let's get it.
Like nigga, what's up in your wallet?
Hey,
shorty gon' get it.
Hey.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dicks.
Yeah, yeah.
Shorty gon' get it.
Kitty.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dicks.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, shorty gon' get it.
Hey.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dicks.
Kitty, kitty.
Shorty gon' get it.
Aye.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dicks. Round of applause. Time to turn up, I know she be with it. Try give me 50.
Yeah.
She live for the blues, creepin' like Nipsey. Ass and titties.
Aye.
Skinny petite, but she had a big.
Fuck
it up, mama.
Fuck it up.
You can't tell her shit, she do stay lean.
Out
of her mind. Slurp for the Birkin, free for the Fendi. I'm on the grind. Tweaking and beating, I made her get trippy. The hoes gon' turn up. Whenever I think I'ma drop me a ticket. I know she gon' turn up. Whenever I think I'ma drop me a ticket. Model for model. They on the floor like a toddler. Money gon' make sure they holler. Can't speak to her if you not proper. Her outfit right up in her locker. That ass finna be like a knocker. She gon' hit the pole and stop poppin'. Like nigga, what's up in your wallet?
Hey,
shorty gon' get it. She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dicks. Shorty gon' get it. She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dicks. Shawty gon' get it.
Hey.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dicks.
Kitty, kitty.
Shawty gon' get it.
Aye.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them dicks.
Yeah. Man. That's how we setting off the show tonight. You already know that Suavo ADTFG. Memphis, stand the fuck up. Minnesota, y'all know the fucking vibe. Hey, yo, what you thought about that?
That brought me back, like, towards the South. Like, I got a lot of a South vibe to that. Like Atlanta vibe to that. To that type
That's
of music.
Amazing.
I got, like, a lot of, like, early 2000 vibe with it from Atlanta. That was the type of vibe I got. What you thought about it?
Man, me? You know, that's one of the guys right there, man. That's something he do. He's been doing it for a while. He's got a lot of stuff out. Go check him out. Suavo, ADTFG. He got videos out. He's working really hard. Shout out to the whole unit, that whole thing over there, man. They doing their thing. They know the fucking vibes, man. We here. That shit was hot. I ain't going cat. That shit definitely gonna put that in anywhere in the South. Any strip club, club when the club's open, that's gonna be a hitter.
I was gonna say definitely the strip club. I could definitely get that song in the strip club. And the girls are definitely working for that song. For sure.
You know what I'm saying? That's a major fact. Yo, you ready to take this first caller? Callers, don't hang up, y'all. Don't hang up. Because we definitely have a couple of people who slid through, and they're going to talk their thing and let them know what we do. First caller, who are you and where you from, and what do you do?
Yo, 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 this is your boy Pops from Chopping Up with Pops, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Stand the fuck up, y'all. What's up,
y'all? Shit, the party's in the fucking building. Nobody talking about that my man Pops. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Pops, how you doing? How's Minnesota? Is it cold?
It's cold, man. It's cold. But you know what?
I'm here with my fucking man.
I didn't catch her name.
My
is she
name?
There?
Yeah,
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 he's
yeah,
oh,
I didn't catch your name.
My name is Adi, but I'm from New York, so
Adi,
I just
Adi.
Understand the cold over here.
Adi,
just
all right.
Just like the song, Body Adi, that's my name, Adi.
All right, all right.
So when I first
heard
that, yes, that's my name, Adi, that's my name.
Well, I'm interested in your product. I need to get a hold of you.
So my Instagram is Adi, A-R-I, says drink flow. Real simple, there's no underscore, there's no numbers or nothing like that. It's just one word. So it's A-R-I, S-A-Y-S, drink flow. So from there, you can definitely DM me, and I definitely ship. I also do shipping as well. And when you DM me, right now I'm doing a raffle. You can tag yourself on the raffle, and I'm also doing a, for first 10 winner day, get a free 16-ounce on me with a merchandise as well. So
oh,
right now that's my job. But this month I'm doing a, you know, a raffle, a giveaway. So I'm giving out 10 bottles.
All right.
So
okay.
when you go on the Instagram, you just DM me if you want to do a side order. You can DM me your orders and then also tag yourself on the raffle so you can be a part of the raffle. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to announce the winner on Wednesday, which is January 13th, on Instagram Live. So, you know, everybody will be on the live so they know who won. You know?
Right on.
Tune in, everybody.
But the people
man.
Tune in.
But the people that are out, like, as you come in from Minnesota, as you out there, I will ship it out to you. And it will come from
that's there. A fact.
All right.
And yo, Bob, let Adi here know what you do here on For the Record Radio every Tuesday.
Absolutely, man. Every Tuesday night.
Every Tuesday night?
I'll play with Pops. You there?
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry, you broke up.
Yeah.
Go again.
That's okay. Every Tuesday night right here on For the Record Radio, I have an hour and a half long show called Chopping Up with Pops from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time until 9:30 Central Standard Time. I invite local independent artists into my home. They sit on my couch. We give them an interview. We play the music. We smoke a lot of fucking weed. Then we break out a 3-foot bong and a gas mask and shit gets funny. You can check it all out on Instagram Live and Facebook Live, although my Instagram Live wasn't working last week, so it will be this week, though. I promise you.
And that's a motherfucking fact. Y'all make sure y'all tune in to Chopping Up with Pops every Tuesday. It's an hour and a half show. All artists, if you listening there, an hour and a half where you can come and get your shit spun. You can't beat that with a dead stick. You heard? So, Pops, you got
fact.
A request? You got a request, Pops?
I do, man.
Because Adi is going she's going to judge this next track, man. So, who you want to let shine
okay.
tonight, brother?
I want to let GC, Fresco, and Danny C shine. Let's play How to Be the Man.
Oh, man. Shout out to GC, RIP, GC, we here. You know what I mean? Yo, Danny C, Fresco. Y'all know the vibes, man. Tune in or you motherfucking tuned out. Yo, Pops, I want to thank you for calling. I appreciate you, my brother. You heard? Hey, yo, Adi.
Yes.
Hey, yo. This is how you be the man, you heard?
When I say ball out, you hear me.
Yeah.
Yeah. show you how to be the man, how to be the boss, how to slide through with seven coats of the gloss. Show you how to be the man, show you how to be the man. Yeah, show you how to be the man, how to be the boss, how to buy the cars, how to buy the house. Show you how to be the man. Yeah, show you how to be the man. Yeah. Show you how to be the man, how to flip the van. Show you how to take a dime from a fucking man. Show you how to flip the script, how to lane switch, how to step your paper game up real quick. GC, I ain't playing, show you how to not say shit. And if you talking dollars, then you speaking my language. Four side bitches, I ain't never had no main bitch. And if you acting funny, then I ain't on no strange shit. Show you how to roll up that motherfucking dang shit. 12 come through, y'all know I ain't say shit. All about my money, I ain't got no patience. And if you waste my time, oh, you basic. Show you how to lead a scene and not say shit. White boy, but I'm seen with all races. Show you how to tell real shit from fake shit. Show you how to be the realest scene on the day. Show you how to be the man, how to be the boss, how to slide through with seven coats of the gloss. Show you how to be the man. Show you how to be the man. Yeah. Show you how to be the man, how to be the boss, how to buy the cars, how to buy the house. Show you how to be the man. Yeah, show you how to be the man. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Man, anytime I hear this song, man, it's just a whole fucking vibe, man. Hey, yo, Adi, what you thought about How to Be the Man by GC featuring Danny C and Fresco?
So, you know, to me, I don't know about y'all, but to me, he sounds like Snoop Dogg. Like,
hey.
A little bit. I don't know. He sounds a little bit to me like Snoop Dogg. But it was, you know,
it gave you that West Coast feel.
A little bit. Just a little bit of that West Coast beat. You know, it's a beat. If you that high pitched beat in the background, because that's what
right.
All your music I hear, from the beat to the lyrics. So what gets everybody is always the beat, you know? Then the lyrics come after. Then people care what they wish you put on that song after the beat, you know? But the beat, definitely, I got a lot of West Coast things. To me, it sounded like Bulldog. That's my opinion.
Okay. Well, shit, man. I think it does give a little West Coast beat, but I can hear that in the club. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can show you how to be the man, how to be the buck. You feel me? It got that old school feel for me, personally.
Yes, I can see a lot of men be like, you hear this shit, girl? This is my shit to you. That's what I definitely hear. Like, a lot of the guys,
definitely.
Girls are like, this song is dedicated for me to you. Like, I could be the man.
Hey, yo, 929-477-2425 is where the independent artist matters the most, excuse me. And that's for the record. Make sure y'all call in. Callers, do not hang up. We taking this next caller. Let's see who it is. You never know. Caller, let the world know what you do, who you are, and where you from.
Hi, everyone. I'm from New York, Queens, New York. I'm a fitness professional, and my specialty is functional and corrective exercise, all along with you getting your fitness goals that you want, like weight loss, sculpting. I'm here to help build your foundation from the bottom, so when we're starting to get to your fitness goals, you can stay strong entirely.
So it's all about building your strength up from the core?
Right, your entire core. And some people think, or a lot, and I want to even say some, a lot of people think the core is their belly. The belly is just the epicenter mm-hmm. of the core. The core is from your abdomen from the top all the way down to your hip flexors in front of you, like right above your thighs, and from your mid-lower back all the way down to your glutes. That's your entire core.
Wow. Message, y'all, because I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
I thought it had something to do just with my stomach area, so thank you for the correction.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
Anytime.
So, you're based out of New York City.
Yep.
My first question to you is, how's business there? There's so many people who actually need people like you to stay healthy at these times where they have us locked down. You feel me? How is it out
there? Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of fitness professionals are surviving because we have now online training, and there's other platforms for us to find clients instead of being in a gym. So there's this app called Thumbtack Pro, and for a person who's looking for services, they'll download the Thumbtack app itself. And as the Thumbtack Pro person, as myself, I put a whole profile together. I have reviews from clients that I've trained. I put pictures, videos, and all of my certifications to show them certified. I do the background check. And as soon as the person types in personal trainer, they skim me through. Like, it goes by how you see a personal trainer. As soon as you type it in, it depends if that personal trainer is responding to the leads right away and their reviews. So sometimes I get more clients or leads because I'm able to respond quicker and I have more reviews, and I get clients that way. And like one client that I have, she's a Jewish singer, and every time when she tags me in her stories, I get her followers. So it's like a word of the mouth type of thing. So we get that as well. But we're surviving. I'm able to go to clients in person, and I'm able to do online training as well.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's awesome. So the online training, I'm kind of interested in that, right? So you basically guide me through what, like an app, or is it like a Zoom type of thing?
It's Zoom, me training you in person. It's just that I'm not really in front of you. And then depending on the equipment that you have, we'll work with it. And if you need more equipment and you have the money to buy it, I'll send you a link from Amazon to get a budget-friendly piece of equipment like resistant bands, or if the person don't mind spending money on dumbbells. And it's up to me as a fitness professional to get really creative so they can use the little stuff that they have and space that they have to do a lot with.
Right. Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. And is this something that you have to pay for monthly and yearly?
No, it depends on the trainer. Like, I charge in packages of 5 to 20. So if you said I wanted to train, three times a week, I will give you the option of a package. If you said 3 times a week, I would say get a package of 15 to a 20 because it's going to run out faster. Or it depends on the person's budget. They would have to get a smaller package and try to stretch it out, or just do package by package.
Okay, so you deal with people, you have packages for budgets.
Right. But I do,
okay,
I do charge.
Awesome.
Yeah, I do charge 95 and above. And depending on the demographic, then I'll drop the price down. My online sessions are only $50. No, not $50. My online training sessions is $65 per session flat rate, opposed to my in-person sessions, where if I'm going to charge you $95 per session in a package, and you said I can't pay in a package, can I do as I go, then it would have to be $115. I'm going to charge you $20 more.
I get it. Man, that ain't bad, actually. Especially if you want to stay away from the corona. You can do it right on your screen. Yeah, are you kidding me? You're part of the future right now. Remember the Jetsons back in the day? I don't know if you're old enough. Remember the Jetsons, how we all had to stay home and everything kind of was on the screen? And we couldn't really get out that little bubble, huh, Mr. Jetson?
Totally. And I also am going into... I'm also getting into occupational therapy as well. I was trying to get into grad school, but it's taking forever to get in right now. So I decided I want to be an occupational therapist so I can merge the two together. But since that's taking long and I'm on a time schedule, I'm going to go for occupational therapy assistant. And then in the future, when I have time, go back to grad school or try to reattempt the grad school so I can get that degree to level up my skills.
Let me ask you this question before I let you go here. Callers, do not hang up. Listeners, 929-477-2425. This is where you come and represent what you do tonight. So if you are artist, anything, just slide through. My question is, where do you see your business happening? Let's give it, since you're part of the future, I'm gonna give it 2 years from now. Where do you see yourself in about 2 years? You're in New York City, girl. Come on now.
Yeah, I see myself, I'm moving soon. I'm 35 years old. I'm still with my parents. I'm not afraid to admit that. So moving on my own, owning a condo and occupational therapist assistant and being a personal trainer at the same time, working in an OT facility because I'm not an occupational therapist yet, so I can't do it independently. So OTA, I got to be in a facility. And hopefully in a relationship, getting ready to get married and settle down and move forward. And once I'm married, try to go for grad school so my husband can be the breadwinner while I try to go back to school.
You just got it all figured out, man. That sounds like a plan that any lady should have. I'm just saying, she's inspirational.
Get your vision board,
for
people.
Real, y'all.
Vision boards.
Adi, you there, Adi?
Yes, but
I gotta let you talk.
Though.
I'm gonna mute myself. Go ahead, talk.
No, I wanted to ask you, so how can I, because I just had a baby, I was 3 years ago, but I still have this baby bump, and I wanted to get rid of it. So I wanted to know, how can I get involved in your, you know, in your success? I wanted to know, like, my other question, because I heard that you have packages and stuff like that, but the package is $110 for the 3 days that you train, or it's per day? Like, you can elaborate.
No, it's... $95 per session. It's $95 a session, give or take, depending on the budget of the person. That's what I usually charge as my base. And it's per hour in a package of 5 to 20.
Okay.
You get it?
So, but let's say if the person just wants to train 2 days, that's 95 per day for 5 hours?
Yeah. Well, for single, see, you said 2 days. So if you said you wanted to do a single session and just pay every day as you go, it'll be $115 per session because you didn't buy a package.
Okay. So the package has to be 3 days?
No. You can buy a package of 20 and it'll last for you for 2 months. It depends on how many times a week we're training for a full hour.
But the hour is 4 hours or 5 hours? I'm sorry.
No, if you had a package of 5, that would be 5 hours worth $95.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. So, because I'm in Queens, too. I'm not that
far
in Queens, too. So, yeah, I'm born and raised in New York, too. But what the Queens I'm a part of right now is by Jamaica. So
I'm near there.
Okay, great. All right. So, like, I mean, I know the gyms are too packed or whatever, but... like, we could definitely do it on Zoom or over the old FaceTime or anything like that. That's the thing. Like, I want to work out. I just need, like, I need a motivation to
work
out.
I totally get you. You have a pen and paper? Or you can put my Instagram in your phone, and then we can IG each other, DM.
Yeah. So, what is it?
It's bodied, BODIED, _ and then by _ TAH as in Harry. S as in Sam. TAH SHII.
Got it. Okay. Awesome. Okay. So, because my Instagram is Adi Says Drink Slow. So, once I add you, then that's what the DM will be coming from there.
Okay.
If anything. But I definitely very interested. Also, how long have you been doing this now?
Working for 8 years. All my life. Like I was born slim, and then I started picking up weight. My parents bought me this VHS tape, started playing with that, lost the weight. Then all of a sudden I just shot up to over 200 pounds. And then I just got bigger until I got 12 years old, and I told my class, I said, watch me get this weight off. And I proved to them, and ever since then, I just kept going. And it took over 9 years. By the time I got into my early 20s, I was almost diagnosed with anorexia. Before I got into health and fitness, I wanted to be a Broadway singer. But people kept asking me my advice. How did you do this? What did you do? And I would try to give people advice to, you know, encourage them that they can do it. They just need a plan or whatever. And I said, you know what? Sure. I would never struggle a day in my life if I just do this as a career. And I dropped singing, and I just went for that. And I started back in 2013, and here we are in 2020.
Yeah. Wow.
Man, that is amazing.
It's all passion.
Thank
you. You gotta have a passion to do something that you really want in life and change.
Absolutely.
You know,
yep.
It's all about passion. That's the secret to every ingredient of what everyone does in their life. From artists to entrepreneurs to everything. It's all about passion.
You're so right. Mm-hmm.
The vision board, I did my vision board years ago. Now that my daughter's about to be 3, I want to do a vision board with me and her. You know, I want to show her
that'll
that, you know, this is the heart as well. You know? It's
yeah,
fun.
That's
it's all
dope.
About, it's all about sticking together.
Yes.
No? That's what I'm talking about. That's what it is, man. You know, it's all about speaking everything into existence. So you just did that. You feel me? Adi gave
you
the words of encouragement. I'm giving you the words of encouragement. You're going to do exactly what you want to do. It sounds like you're very focused. You have a plan. So just keep your eyes on the prize, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Definitely. I appreciate you more. You keep doing it because people need people like you. And that's what the world is about, having everybody play their position, you know?
Yes, yes, yes.
That's a major fact. Wow, you have any shout-outs you want to give anybody?
Oh, shout-outs to Drizzy for getting me on this radio show. I appreciate you. Much love.
Shout-out Drizzy Brown, man, for sure, man. That guy's a, he's a mongrel, man, that guy right there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have a great night, okay? We got
you
calls.
Too.
Go hang up. I'll see y'all. I want to thank you all. Do you have a website? Shoot your website one more time before you get out of here.
Okay. You can go on my IG at BODIED_BY_TAHSHII, bodied by Tashi.
And you heard her, and she ain't going to say it again. That's for the record,
mm-hmm.
y'all. You have a good night. Thank you for sliding
good
through
night.
7 days a week. Okay, 7 days a week, no days off. That's what we're here for. Let's go. Next caller. Caller, who are you? Where are you from? And what do you do is the question.
Hey, Clark, this is Paul Nash. How you doing, man?
Paulie! Hold on, hold on, hold on. Yo, Ali!
What's up?
Yo, this is Paul.
Hey, what's
Matt
going on?
TV.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, how's it going? Haven't I talked to you before? I can't remember.
Well, Paul, we never spoken before. We haven't spoken
oh, okay.
before.
Okay. I was talking to somebody that sounded like you, I guess. So.
My name is Adi, but what do you do?
Yes.
Well, my name is Paul Mash. I have a show called Paul Mash TV, and I interview independent artists and help them get exposure. And all you need is like Zoom and a link to a music video from YouTube, and I can interview you. I guess if you're an artist, I've interviewed Flock here, King Kush, De Niro 500, all
nah,
them here on For the Record Radio.
Paulie, she's not an independent artist, but she'll sell your ass.
I know, I just said if you were. I didn't know if she was or not.
I don't rap. I just deliver. I make drinks for a living for people to be happy. You know, for people to be happy and for people to tell me all their problems.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if she was or not. I just said if she was, so just to cover all the bases there.
Right. Definitely.
But where
are
you from, Paulie?
Yo,
oh, what was that?
Where you from?
Yeah. Oh, I'm actually located in Alabama.
Oh, okay. That's cute. I hear the accent.
Shout
now.
Out to Alabama.
Alabama.
So if there's any independent artist listening right now, Paul Mash does interviews. If you have a YouTube link, he slaps your video right behind the interview. It's a little 15, 20, maybe 15 minutes of your time to get exposure. Paulie got a lot of people who mess with him. He has a lot of promoters that we always give him artists from here. And I hope everyone takes that opportunity. Yo, Paulie, man, you got any shout outs, bro? What's up?
Well, as far as shout-outs, I just want to thank everybody here at For the Record Radio for being so good to me last year or so. You do a good service there, Flock, and I appreciate that.
We love you, Paulie. Don't be crying, Paul. Don't be starting to cry, man.
No, I wasn't crying. I was
you
just
sound like you're cracking up here. Yo, Paulie, what? Paulie? What song we gonna play? We not gonna let you cry. We love you, Paulie, man. You know you family, family from Alabama. You heard? So, what song do you want to hear, Paulie? Go ahead, any song. What independent artist you gonna let shine tonight?
I guess I'm in the mood for some Fire in the Trunk by Toby Swisher there.
Paulie in the mood for some Toby Swisher, Fire in the Motherfucking Trunk, Minnesota. Stands up. Is this?
Yeah, I interviewed him one time. In case you're wondering.
Yes, yo, you gotta, Adi, check this shit out. Paulie has been trying to get a hold of Toby Swisher for damn near 9 motherfucking months, no cap, and he actually accomplished and he got the interview, man. Yo, Paulie, man, shout out to you.
Wow.
Shout out to everybody listening. Callers, do not hang up. We got about 20 to 30 minutes left. Y'all know the fucking vibe. This is Fire in the Trunk. Yo, Adi, tell me what you think.
Fire! 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 Yeah. And I got that motherfucking fire in the trunk. I'm all a doobie, get high on my Scooby Doobie. Bitches that wanna screw me is calling and trying to sue me. Bumping that Snoopy snooping, got goofies up in the hoopie. I'm rolling around in my hood, screaming out whoopie whoop, whoopie whoop. Niggas only got room for two, but I'm better off in my coupe. Ladies is trying to cope when I tell them, look at my roof. Don't blow away my coke, get the coat up right next to you. Passing out on my blunt and I hit it right after you. Flexing out after school on my crib this late afternoon. It's whatever I'm trying to do, I'm just trying to go do it soon. Find this new instrumental, I probably gon' make a tune. Probably gon' hit my tune and release all of my inner tunes, yeah. I'm like the movies, fucking around with these bougies. Touchy feeling with moves, just jimmy up in my wallet. No hesitation to do it. Burden of entertainment with capitalizing music. Making a remedy to go satisfy all my humans. Play all my sleeping dragons. Battle rapping the jaw on your body. The one I'm dragging your body. Lay in my casket, bastard. Nah, I'm sober and fully plastered. Working like I'm a slave, but I'm chilling like I'm the master. Acid in my delivery, irritating the masses. Passing my rapping classes, behind designer glasses. Asses need to be slapped, but these rappers think they faster than jabber. No on a killing spree, and I'm cannibal. My meals are prepared, but I bought love of Hannibal. Yeah, I eat your brain like a cantaloupe. Cannon up on my table, my angle sends you to Angelo. Motherfucking beast and these rappers looking like antelope. Motherfucking beast and these rappers don't run with animals. Everybody say that I cock and spray with a hammer. No Annie up on my medical cup. I got the antidote jump. I got fire in the trunk. I got fire in the trunk. Ooh-ha! I got fire in the trunk. I got fire in the trunk. Woo-ha! I got fire in the trunk. I got fire in the trunk. Hey, hey. I got fire in the trunk. Motherfucker, I got fire. I don't sit baby talk. Don't do that goo goo gaga. I am that dude to look boo your head off like Nobunaga. I got two dudes and two deuces that deuces to the problems. Them bitches go do 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 do. That's sayonara. Ain't claiming God in my title. I claim the higher power. You couldn't marvel my prowess. I climbed the higher tower. Lyrics like birth and the dragon, nigga, that's firepower. Magician mixed with a ninja bulls like Okinawa. I'm always rolling and blowing, smoking the dopest sour. I hope you focus. My hocus pocus ain't smoking mirrors. My flow like locusts. I'm loco long as I call these niggas. My flow like dopest like coke before it's cut, my nigga. And everybody look at me because I'm so impressive. But then I teach them a lesson and they become aggressive. Homie, I've murdered the lesson, that's how I got progressive. You couldn't last a fucking second in my effervescence. Bitch, I got fire in the trunk. I got fire in the trunk. Woo-ha! I got fire in the trunk. I got fire in the trunk. Woo-ha! I got fire in the trunk. I got fire in the trunk. Woo-ha! I got fire in the trunk. Motherfucker, I got fire in the trunk. Say what? Fire!
GT! Tune in or you tuned out. You already know what it is. It's your boy Fly Gather. I'm here with Adi. Yo, Adi, what you thought about that fire in the trunk, though?
All right, Bob. I'm going to keep it real funky. I just want to say this. Each and every artist is his own blessing. They got their own swag, their own rhythm, their own flow. He gave me a lot of I felt a lot of that, of rap, of an old school rapper called Dirty Old Bastard. Remember Dirty Old Bastard?
Yeah.
So he gave me a lot of that type of vibe. Also, the only part I heard of the song is Dirty Old Trunk. The music was, it's not my type of, music to hear, because I can't really understand what he's saying, but I felt a lot of an old Dirty Old Bastard vibe from him.
He gave you that Wu-Tang feeling. Okay.
Yes. It's not, which is old school, which is classic. That's a good thing. But it's not what I would hear jamming in my car. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. Yes, yes. That's Ali, you already know.
Let's make it clear. Every artist is special. Every artist is special. Every artist is still talented. Every artist always got their own swag to their music, and that's what makes every artist special. But that's not my music that I'll be carrying in my car.
That's 100. That's 100. Let y'all know, man, Ali is giving her opinion on every song that we play here tonight. So make sure y'all tuning in. If you are artist, we got about 19 minutes left. So make sure y'all call in 929-477-2425, because this is where the independent artist matters the most. There's so many artists from different, they got so many different type of stories. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, for real, everybody got their own testimony. So definitely don't stop grinding. I know it's hard right now because we can't go out there and perform. But guess what? We can call Adi for another. Yeah. Tune in. You ready for this next caller? You ready for this next caller? Let's see who it is, because we never know who the fuck my call is. Caller, who are you ready from, and what the fuck do you do? We here with Adi. Yo. 612,
hello.
Live for the record. Yeah, yeah.
Hello.
Yo, my man, you live. Who are you? Where you from?
Yo, yo, what up, what up? It's Slap Guy Yellow Boy checking in, Minnesota. Northside, Minneapolis.
100, that's a real one. Slap God is in the motherfucking building, man. Yo, you want to say anything to the world, G, the floor is yours.
Yeah, man, shout out. Shout out to the motherfucking city, man. Shout out to air artists out there, man. That's out there doing their motherfucking thing, you know what I'm saying? Consistent grinding, man. That's all it is. You feel me? Shout out the gang, you know what I'm saying? 1138, BSOTF, you know what I'm saying? Same circle shit. Slap God, you know how I'm coming. You know what I'm saying?
Who the fuck
is my cousin Rizzy, you feel me?
Man, R.I.P. Rizzy, man. Yo, man, I got these songs here, man. Which one we going for? We going for both of them back to back tonight for Busy? Or you just want to play that
man,
one?
Man, I want to do it back to back for Cuz, man. That's only right, you feel me? But I want to start that motherfucker off with that So Raven, you feel me?
Say that then, G. You already know. You fan bam, 1138. Y'all know the fucking vibes, man. Deuce. Motherfucking Slap God himself tapping in, man. Yo, man, everybody is 2021. Let's do this shit right. Yo, R.I.P. Rizzy, man. We here. Let's get it. How we doing?
My daddy said fuck me and start getting high off his own drugs. My mama put dick over her kids, just happy I'm old enough. That nigga come pulling over my way, I'll be bold enough. If I ain't your pussy, that don't mean you the one I'm locked in with. Give her that sloppy shit, won't trust a bitch far as I can spit. And if you gang gang, then you the one that I'm brown with. You know I'm a solid kid, cause you the one that I'm down with. My little sister be cancer twice, she need a kidney, I'm a robber doctor. Just came across a new plug, we selling those, phantom of the opera. These niggas coming to me just for the cook up like a sponsor. How you are, bitch, ghetto boys, we tied in, bitch, with the mobsters. From the lows, bitch, it's squad, stick up boys, hoe, we them robbers. Little automatic, that shit look like a drone, call it baby chopper. Young Rizzy, bitch, since high school, I been doing numbers like a locker. I ain't never wrote no statement to say no black and white like a soccer. Ain't gotta tell me this shit crazy, huh? I got bitches lying about baby time. Touchdown with the pints like Havy, I make a song about special shady, huh? Want this title, but I ain't Jay-Z, yeah. I just told the phone, I'm lazy, yeah. Buy my chicken good, I'm gravy, yeah. That boy Rizzy, bitch, he stay with guns. Don't talk about money unless you play with guns. And in the trap, free cable loan. Been thugging since that, so raving on. I make a nigga put that payment on. Switch cheese, nigga, like craving on. Terrible tools, bitch, I've been bad. I've signed that shit funny, calling niggas sitting bad. Cool rich in the white boy, but you know that I ain't with the riff-raff. Cup full of lean, sippin' on Z's, drinking on zigzag. Glock 45, call it LeBron, that bitch slumpin', nigga. Make that bitch fly, I ain't just scoring, bitch, I'm dunkin', niggas. My niggas going bananas, they on next time for you monkey niggas. I ain't never had no big homie say that shit, but you dumb niggas. I can take it, then who really on? That little nigga tell me who really on. It don't cost a thing, Christina Million. Rocky Pines, I get my million. I'm on that time, these niggas ain't nilly on. I ain't got no time for none of you silly hoes. Ain't gotta tell me this ain't crazy, yeah. I got bitches lying about baby time. Touchdown with the pints like Havy, yeah. I make a song about you, it's shady, yeah. Won't be excited, but I ain't Jay-Z, yeah. I just hold the phone, I'm lazy, yeah. Buy my chicken good, I'm gravy, yeah. That boy Rizzy, bitch, he stay with guns. Don't talk about money unless you play with guns. In the trap, free cable alone. Been thugging since that, so raving on. I make a nigga put that payment on.
Yo, Wax, check out Kane back there with a 40 looking like a sucker.
Fuck you,
son. What you get up in there, boy?
Hey, hey, check this out, check this out.
Boom!
Yo, yeah, oh, nigga,
oh,
did
y'all
see
that? Oh, oh,
yeah.
Wax up. Oh, oh, yeah. Go ahead, nigga. That nigga shot that boy straight
up, boy. Y'all didn't know I had that shit in me.
Give
fuck
it to me, nigga.
Nigga.
You shot that.
Hell yeah.
Career, mo.
Hey, you like that
nigga, you always trying to put on
yo,
a show.
Yo, dog, dog, dog. Yo, dog, let me get a stop of this motherfucker, man. This is bad, man.
Oh, shit. Don't get that nigga. Man, fuck that. I'm selling these motherfuckers for $59.95.
Nigga, I got money, nigga. You ain't
$50, you can have this motherfucker.
Jerry Curl, this motherfucker.
Oh, shit. This nigga tripping.
Ready to put a hole in the motherfucker? Yeah. Alright. Hey, man, this what the police.
Yo, nigga, look at yo, man.
Oh, scared like bitches. DJK.
Y'all, really, ain't it, B, hey,
cookie pink and white runs, I'm smoking on a candy shack. Free bro, I got my youngin' up and blick up out of fanny pack. Lay your ass down, leave a nigga with a sandy bag. Touchdown with a package, that's a must. Thank you, ready back. Young Rizzy on that same shit, did a side job with your main bitch. She brought a friend, call a gang shit. Free Jetto, ain't no plain shit. Wipe a nigga nose like a napkin on that stain shit. Just got another pole, soldier boy, the way I crank shit. Talk shit on the net, but not in public, cause I been that young trap baby, like somebody kid got kidnapped. Little bitch thought a nigga moved out to Detroit. Oh, I been back in the kitchen. Cooking all the lights on, no fuck ups, no mishaps. I don't fuck with you, bitch. I'm big op. Kickstand leaning like a kickstop, no cap. I got that blip while I'm recording. Call that hip hop. Just seen real niggas turn to smokers. Tell them kick rocks and flip rocks with the same niggas I used to go and skip rocks with. Ayy, shit crazy,
shit
ain't
crazy.
Shoot blocks like old dog, ball like Stacy,
ball
ain't
like Stacy.
Watch that car, they come back, blow like the radiator.
Like the radiator.
Baby bottles everywhere, but ain't no baby, ain't
no baby.
Fuck around, pour a pint, a big fan. Walking through the hood like Triple H. I got a big hammer, I be smoking woods, getting faced like my phone when I hit flip camera. Take a shot of him and I chase with a four, I already sipped out. Hey, hey, niggas ain't seeing me like a Reebok. Just got a new AR, that little motherfucker come bout knee high. Ride the wave like a dolphin, like these little niggas, no key Glock. Drop the same mix like Jordan and they coming back like a restock. Yeah, nigga doing numbers like it's the microwave. I just cook the whole pint using the microwave. Hold my niggas on go like they got the right of way. Fan all four corners and then they drive away. We gon' make a little money, don't throw them pipes away. Hit up Rizzy with the glizzy, I'm coming right away. Free my big brother Miles, he spent some time away. Some kick down them doors, some niggas by the way. Ayy, shit crazy, ain't it? Shoot glocks like old dog, ball like Stacy, ain't it? Watch that car, they come back, blow like the radiator. Baby bottles everywhere, but ain't no baby, ain't it? Ayy, shit crazy, ain't it? Shoot glocks like old dog, ball like Stacy, ain't it? Watch that car, they come back, blow like the radiator. Baby bottles everywhere, but ain't no baby, ain't it? Ayy, yeah, really.
Tune in on your tunes out, man. Baby, old dog. Yo, those shits is slappers, man. What's going on, man? Hey, yo, Ari, what you thought about that one, man? Yeah, you still there? You?
Oh, hello, can you hear me?
Oh, there you go. What you thought about those tracks?
So, I like them. To be honest, I like the second one better than the first one. The first one, I felt,
okay.
It gave me a lot of a New York vibes to it, like a lot of New York, Brooklyn vibes to it. So, I was
Ooh.
Like, okay, this is a little bit more upbeaten. Okay, I could flex with this. All right.
I ain't even gonna lie. He gave me that
well.
A boogie. He gave me that A boogie.
Yes.
I'm like, yes.
For sure, yes.
He
I felt like a little bit of A boogie in it. Yes. That's exactly
well,
how I felt.
R.I.P. Vizzy, man. R.I.P. Vizzy, man. He passed away. Shout out to the whole 1138. Y'all know the motherfucking vibes, man. Buff Sally, all of y'all, man. I appreciate you hard-working fellas out there in Minnesota, man. Just keep grinding. You ready to take this next caller?
Yes, honey.
Well, let's get it then. Caller, who are you, where you from, and what do you do? Let the world know. Sorry for the wait.
Hello, my name is Maquasha. I'm from Queens. Hello, everybody.
How you doing tonight? How you doing tonight?
Good in yourself. Thank you for having me tonight.
Yes. Thank you for coming, man. You've been there the whole show. You know who I thought you was? I thought you
well,
was Dizzy Brown just listening. That's who I thought you was. That's why I didn't answer that whole time.
Oh, so you ignored Dizzy?
Nah, yo, don't tell him that. Don't tell him that.
Nah, it's all good. I got patience. This is my first time, so I'm like, I hope I did everything right, but I'm going to keep holding on.
Yes,
I'm new
here.
To the
you
whole radio thing. But
what
my name is Maquasha.
Before you go into it, what you thought about the radio?
It's new, something new, but I like it. It's cool.
Yes.
Nice vibe going on.
I appreciate that. All right, tell the world about you. What's about you tonight?
Yes, actually about me and my daughter. So we have a little accessory business. It's called Me Ollie's Closet of Charm. So she wanted to start it. She's 8 years old. So I'm basically like the momager right now, letting her do her thing. So we sell everything, accessories, bags, scarves, jewelry, everything you could think of that girls like and women. It's cool.
Wow.
She's on Facebook and Instagram. So all of this is new to me.
Yeah. Drop all that. Tell them the social media.
Right, so on Facebook, she's live every Friday at 6, and her Facebook page is Me Ollie's Closet of Charms, and on Instagram, it's Me Ollie's _closet_of_charms, and check her out. I got a few pictures posted of what she has. I keep everything different. I usually don't keep the same thing because everybody has a different taste, and try to keep her customers engaged and see what she has different every week. So it's pretty cool, and she likes it. And hopefully in 2 months, she'll have her body butter and soap line. And then she wants to have her shirt line. So she got
Hold
it together.
So my,
I'm doing something right.
Well, good job, Mom. Let's give it up. First
yes.
and foremost.
Thank you.
There you
mother.
Go. Show it
yes.
up. There you
Thank
go.
You.
Oh, man, for real. Uplift that. I'm 100% around here.
Yes.
My first question to you is, when did she decide to say, Mom, I want to do this? And you decided to say, you know what, let's do this together. Like you said, you are momager. I caught that. That's an awesome word right there you made up. That's bars, you feel me? when did you start? When did you think about it? When did it start? When did you start this business with your daughter?
So it started back in May after the pandemic, and I needed to do something to normalize, you know, her being in the house and everything. So we would watch people doing lives on Facebook selling things. I didn't even know this world existed until we had to be, you know, in the home and couldn't go anywhere, and she said she wanted to do it. So I looked into vendors, which is a job. Oh, my God. finding the right people and dealing with vendors, that's a job in itself. I haven't had good luck. I had some luck, but I got the vendors together. We got on Facebook, and it basically was natural to her because she likes social media. All kids do these days. And she wants to get into all the things that she can get into, YouTube and all the other stuff the kids get into, doing commercials, all of that. She wants to do it. So that's how I got her started. Started buying stuff, meeting different people. And by the grace of God, I met Dizzy. And from there, it's been a blessing.
Wow. That's a lot.
It is. I'm telling you, this is a lot. It looks easy, but it's really not. It's not. This is a job. It really is.
It's a full-time job.
It is.
So,
yeah.
And how old is your daughter?
She is 7. She'll be 8 in 3 weeks.
Oh, wow. Oh, she's an Aquarius. Water time.
Yes, like me, like her mother, the 27th.
Oh,
the
grind
is
going to
be extra real, y'all.
Yep, my birthday
now
is my 27th.
My daughter, yeah, okay, my daughter's the 28th.
Get
so
out,
I
wow.
Live, yeah, my daughter's January 28th.
Hold on,
and then my husband's February 8th.
Y'all both in New York?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
I'm in Long Island City.
Yeah, I'm in. Okay, I'm in Queens. So
yes, Queensbridge Projects, I'm in.
Okay. I'm right by, I'm literally behind
Jamaica
Hospital.
Oh, she called
it Jamaica
from the Jets. Jamaica from the Jets.
I got a lot of Queens people up in here today, which is what's up. That's what's up. Shout out, New York.
Yeah,
that's
and
amazing.
Maya, as you already know. But
yes,
I really take a lot of knowledge of how your daughter approached you and was like, Mom, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to take it. Because, you see, the kids now in this generation, they see what us parents do. And we are their first teacher. So we teach them, like, you know, you don't have to work for nobody else. You can work for yourself by finding something that you love to do and making it your own. Like, my business is, you know, I'm a mixologist. So I have a whole alcohol business that I do.
Okay.
You know, and with my daughter, she's 2 years old, about to be 3, I'd be telling her, go get me all my bottles. Go get me all my bottles. Let's line up my bottles. Let's label my bottles. And let's count the bottles so you know your numbers at the same time. You know?
Yay, whatever
but it's
works.
Because she be like, whatever works. To keep them occupied, to let them know and show them that, listen, you know, mommy, what she does is make drinks for people to be happy. That's what I do. In her mind, I think this is juice, but it's not. But, you know, it's a lot. It is a lot. This whole business and this whole vending, it is a lot. And definitely let's do shout out Dizzy, Mr. Dizzy Brown. He is the one that actually got this together, got me on this as well, and I appreciate
yes.
it.
Yes.
And he is a miracle. He is a miracle.
He's so nice. Oh, he's a blessing.
So humble.
So he is so nice and respectable when I first met him on her first pop-up in Brooklyn. So nice. And from then on, it's just been wonderful, real nice.
Yeah,
what
I can say the same thing. I can definitely say the same thing about Dizzy Brown. That's a fact.
And such
what,
a gentleman.
I did the first pop-up I did with Dizzy was in November. November 6th was the first one I did with him. And I was in love with the vibe, just the whole vibe.
Yes, the vibe was
coming
everybody
together.
There was nice.
Exactly. That's what I love about it. Like, everybody, we're all there to do the same thing, which is, you know, share our brand, share what we do. And then what makes it more amazing is that everyone's energy is the same and everyone just wants to,
yes.
you know, grow with each other. And that's amazing.
Yes.
That's the beauty
it was,
of it.
It was a
energy.
Nice experience.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah,
so we did our first pop-up on the 19th last month. That was our first one.
Oh,
we're about to do the next one with him.
Oh, the one in the gym. The gym,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yes, the Monopoly, yes. I went to this one, and I went right in the last minute to drop off some toys. That's when
I think that was the same day. They had. I was told they was giving out toys right before we had started.
So, but yes, it is a lot. But my one question is that, my one thing I wanted to say to you, it's not much of a question, it's just a nugget note for you. Continue to show your daughter that this is what it is. Like, work hard to build her brand. And Mama Manager is a lot. My daughter's only 3, so she hasn't found her itch yet. But what I do is to show her, like, look, this is what Mommy's business is. This is what I do. Sometimes I have to take my daughter to do deliveries. There was one time I took my daughter to a podcast with me.
Wow.
So it's a lot of work. It is a lot of work. It is, and I want to refer you to a friend of mine, a good friend of mine,
okay.
that she has her own podcast. The beauty of her
oh.
podcast is that she's a mom, and her show is called
oh.
Mama's Cocktail Hour. So basically,
oh, okay.
it's us mothers
oh, that's
that we
dope.
Get together. We share our brand. I mean, it is your daughter's brand, but you is her manager, so it's everything. And then her daughter, too. Like, her daughter loves makeup and beauty and stuff. And it's just, it's a vibe. It's a beautiful vibe.
That's a nice
she's a
vibe,
real good
yeah.
friend of mine. She saw me grow up. And she moved to Jersey, and she does her own podcast in her home. And it's amazing. I'm a destiny. Let me, because I'm everywhere, guys. To be honest, I'm doing deliveries right now and networking with you guys and vibing. But I'm going to get your information. Mm-hmm. So once we get offline, I'm going to give you my number. I'm going to give you my number.
Great.
I'm going to give you my number right now on air.
I'm
so
ready.
Let me know when
okay.
you have a pen and paper, and I'm going to give it to you.
I got that right.
It's
ready right now.
646.
Uh-huh.
520.
Thank you.
6038. So when you can, text me, and I'm going to send you her Instagram, and I'm going to send you all her information. I'm going to let her know that I referred you. And for you and your daughter to go out there, you know, I mean, I don't know if you drive or not, but if you want to share your, you know, your stuff, you can do it on her podcast. She also sells sweaters, hats, and it says Mamas. It says mom. Everything is about moms and us grinding.
That's dope. Thank you.
You know?
That's super
dope. And this pandemic, I swear to God, this pandemic is the worst, but it also brought out the inner hustle of us that we never knew we had.
You
ain't
lying. Sure did.
Like, we never knew
real
we had this
shit,
jam. I wish I could have this inner hustle years ago. But,
exactly,
know,
right?
Happened. So pandemic happened and be like, listen, it's either you die or you, like, survive. And you're like, yo,
exactly.
I got to survive somewhere. So I got to do something for real. Because I can't just take over me.
Real,
hell no. Absolutely not.
So,
I got to do something and make something. Word
exactly.
up.
I have one more question for you, Mom. Before we let you go, we're going a little bit over time. Callers, don't hang up because we're going to take y'all right after this.
Okay.
Where do you see your daughter at the age of 15 with the hustle that you're giving her at 8?
Where do you see yourself at 15?
Damn.
Yeah.
I see
myself. Hold on. Yes,
she's there. So
I see myself. Nah. Momager, can I speak to the superstar?
Sure.
Hi.
Hi, Mamas. How you doing? Welcome to For the Record
Good.
Radio, where the people matter.
Thank you for
how
having
you
me. How about you? How you doing?
I'm doing great. God bless you. You have
God
great manners.
Too.
I like that. So let me ask you a question, young lady. What do you
okay.
want to be when you grow up?
I want to be an OBGYN.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Beautiful. And you can do it, okay?
Okay.
All right. I want to thank you for calling and being a part of the radio tonight. You're recorded, so you'll be able to hear yourself on the radio, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right,
you
have a great night.
God bless you.
You have a great night. Thank you, guys.
You too.
Thank you,
Dizzy,
if you're listening.
Motivation. Love is love, y'all.
Take care.
Don't forget to text me.
I'm going to do that right now.
Yes, do that. That was energy. What we doing over here, yo? We push your energy, you heard? For the record, you either tuned
energy
in
is key,
or
man.
You
energy
tuned
is
out.
Key.
Yes, it's more richer than having that $1 million in the bank account that they can charge you $3 or $5 to take out money, you heard? But I'm just saying. All right, yo, caller, who are you? Where you from? We going overtime tonight. Callers, don't hang up. Represent your shit. Caller, who are you? Where you from? And what do you do?
Yo, you man King Kush Money in a building, a.k.a. Mr. Seattle. What is
Seattle's
going on for the record?
Uh-oh, Seattle's in the building. My man King Kush Money. What's up, my man? Yeah, we need you, Adi. What up?
What it do? How you doing, Adi? Nice to meet you or hear about you.
Nice to meet you.
Definitely inspiring everybody else, you know, to do, keep doing their thing. Yeah.
That's the key, baby. That is the, definitely the key of everything. But you out away in Seattle. You out in Washington. How's it over there? How's the weather over there?
You know, well, we over here in the greenery city, so, you know, in order to keep it green, it must rain. So it definitely does a lot of that. And right now it's definitely doing that. So, yeah. So, but other than that, you know, everything else is cool. You know, just left the mall, maintaining, chilling, and enjoying the show.
Okay, that's the stuff. So what you got for us today? What you got going on? What you going to let us know about you?
Well, you know, I am King Kush Money with a part of For the Record Radio every Wednesday night, 6 p.m. West Coast time. I have a show as well, such as this one, which is titled The Control Room, where you guys can call in, control the last 15 minutes of the show. We have a lot of fun playing up with dope independent artists globally from all over the world, such as what we've been hearing. And, yeah, so, you know, the theme of my show is basically to control the last 15 minutes of it. You can do whatever you want, play whatever you want, say whatever you want, do whatever you want, you know. And I will also have some guests this Wednesday, so make sure you tune in for the Record Radio. And I'm also an independent artist myself, so.
Are you going to spit something right now?
Oh, shit.
My phone breaking up. Breaker. Hello?
No, we can't. No, we're not going to use that.
I can't hear you. What'd you say? What'd you say?
What I have is, are you going to show what you're made of? That's what you say. You're an artist. I just want to know. I didn't say what type. But that's what I'm saying. Show what it is. Because I don't know what it is. You know, you're an artist. What kind of artist are you? Just show what it is. Let it be heard.
I'm just saying, you know, so I am, you know, I got my own clothing line coming out. You know, I'm working on that. You know, the King Kush Money Wear. You know, so make sure you tune in for that. You can look at, follow me on Facebook, King Kush Money. Check out some of my wear, some of my music, and stuff like that, man. So I could spit a little something like sad memories. It's sad holding all up on these memories, feeling this in me. It's kind of hard feeling this in me. It's killing me, really. Not dead, but like a function. It's really abduction, better yet, like a corruption. Standing my ground, never yet acting like a clown. I'm putting it down. Head up looking for the crown. I'm feeling me now. And I'm riding like a soldier, thinking I told you. And I can't do nothing for you. I went through destruction because I was designated. Couldn't be faded. Telling myself I'm going to make it. All the betrayed, guess what? You won't grow. Not moving up. Instead of moving up, you're falling down. Look at you now. Think you're never going to lay it down. You dudes is clowns. That's why you always with a frown. I'm bigger, you see. I have no fear in me. I have a desire, steady burning flames in the fire.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. He hit you with a booyaka, booyaka.
I know we got to say
Bumba Gla.
Island. Wait, you can get to the island real quick. Verate. Okay, verate. The island came out of him. Okay. I can see you're very literal. You got the words all out, big words is out, and you just speaking your mind, which is what it is exactly. But I'm gonna give you my Instagram, because right now, to be honest, I am driving, so I can't text and drive. But if you
I do hear a lot of static in the background.
That's me driving because, to be honest, guys, I'm multitasking. I have some deliveries I gotta do because everybody wants their drink. It's Friday.
Okay.
So, you know, I love what I do and I love to be talking my shit on the radio. you know, as a co-host. But I got to make sure I get everybody get their drinks, too, at the same time.
That's right.
Right,
that's
right. Well, I'm going to make it easy for you. I'm going to make it easy for you. So, King, just remember, King, Kush, Money, all together. And you can follow me on Instagram.
King Kush Money.
All right.
Yep. Very
so
simple.
You're not complicated. You don't got no numbers and underscores and all this extra money.
No,
it's not,
okay,
it's not King Kush Money underscore money sign underscore 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 underscore 6 G.
Hey, yo, King Kush.
I don't know why people do that. There's some people that right, do that. I'm like, well, why? But I'm okay.
You gotta think
like,
about it. It's like everybody, like, you know, for one, it's a million people out there, and you only got 2 seconds really to make me interested. So if you're gonna make it difficult, I'm just gonna move on. So that's one of the things.
Exactly.
I just wanna keep everything nice and simple.
Like my shit, my
you
shit.
You gonna remember me.
That's my shit. Adi said drink flow. That's all my shit is. I don't be doing the numbers and the 1, 2, 3s and the ABCs, like no. I don't know.
Yeah, that definitely confuses things.
Anybody got time to write
that confuses things. That's a fact though. And yo, King Kush Money, man, I want
to
thank you for calling.
What's up, Fly? Gaza, thank you, man. I've been tuning in the whole show, bro. You know I tune in all the time. Fly, Gaza, you know, but you're doing an amazing job, my brother. You know what I'm saying? Especially Friday night,
good.
Man. You bring out a whole other side, man. So salute to you. Keep doing your thing. You know I got your back, man. Monstars, we in the building. Let's get it.
Already, I appreciate you, my brother. Fly, Gaza, approved. You heard? We got one more caller. The last caller of the night. King Kush Money called in from Seattle. Where are we going next? Do you got bars? Where you from? Who are you?
Yo, you know what the fuck it is, man. It's Haiti Gray, Shot Rock in the motherfucker building, man. Coastal Road in the city. What's going on? God, what's the word?
We going overtime tonight, so I'm going to need you to spit some bars off jump, my nigga.
Okay. I say, play with fire, best believe you're gonna get burnt. Fuck with Haiti, best believe you're gonna get turned. My goon straight, we on deck, believe that. Push off the plane to the jets, where the weed at? Call Gonzalez, tell him bring the keys back. Call my chemist, he'll give me the feedback. 100-round Glock for them, I'll give him the feedback. I'm searching with this bitch, Jay, better lean back. The streets took my raps, now my raps read left. I'm still spitting that flame in front of the 50 cal. Fuck, you pay me 270 crazy, I'm still wild. I'm a village hitter. Problem child, I get it, I whip it, I flip it, that's what I do. Making major moves with my people, I'm in my groove. Haiti hates distraction, mama, I can't lose. Mama, I'm sorry, your baby, he be packing tools. I'm sorry when I was locked up, I never called you. You make your bed, you lay in it, I learned that from you. I whack niggas daily, mama, I love my crew. Mama, I be catching bodies on the avenue. Mama, I moved to work, came from Peru. Mama, I love you, I'm in the streets, and they love me too. They say you can't outrun the streets, I'm a living proof. Until the day I die, I'ma let the things loose. Most of my buddies that ain't gone, I tell the truth. And when I die, I low breathe the deceased proof. I love my hood. I love my block. You disrespect Haiti and get that ass dropped. Load up, it's time to whack niggas. Your timeline pick an RP picture. Haiti the coldest, you lames already know what the loud. You know I blow with the ring, you know I pull with your hoe, you know she going. Throwing is what I'm rolling with pill, you know I'm rolling 35 is what I'm told. Promise I ain't going. Mine is too focused, my grind is too frozen, my bars is too pony VP. I was chosen. Chosen to kill a game, and anybody who wanted I'm killing and taking names. Your click ain't no shit. You ain't no other bitch, and I'm told them hockey sticks the thing like Rob Thick. You know what it is, Haiti the Great, man. I do this shit,
man.
APO Central, man. APO Shell, man. Great box show every Sunday.
Tune in.
Tune in or you fucking
Sunday,
toned out.
You got bars. Tune in every Sunday coming straight out of Westside Chicago. Y'all know the fucking vibes. Hey, yo, Haiti, I want to thank you for calling in tonight. We going to call it a night. We going overtime. Yo, my nigga, salute. You already know this Sunday we lit.
Yeah, you know what it is, man. Tune in, they tuned out, man. Haiti the Great, a.k.a. OG Savage, Mr. For the Record himself, bro.
Yo, Adi, what you thought about that?
Wow, Bob, that was, you know, he was speaking from experience. career. Like, that's he was fact. Rapping from experience. Like, you know, there's some rappers that they call fake rappers or whatever. Like, they speak about something that they DK went through but never really went through. But with his whole vibe and his energy, he was speaking about shit that he really went through. And that's, you know, that's an inspiration. You know, you feel like he's been a part of his story.
That's a major fact. That's definitely a fact. So we're about to get up out of here. I want to thank everybody for calling. We went overtime tonight because, you know, we got Adi in the motherfucking building. If you want to get your nutcracker on and want yourself a strong motherfucking drink that gets you litty through titty in any city, you already know. Yo, Adi, where can they find you at, mamita?
So, guys, my name is Adi Says Drink. My name is Adi, but the Instagram is Adi Says Drink Flow. You could DM me your orders. You know, that's the Instagram. It's Adi, and it says S-A-Y-S, Drink Flow. And I do deliveries for everybody from the New York area. I do deliveries on Thursdays, Saturdays, and Mondays. From people that are from Seattle, from Chi-Town, and from Alabama. And so, what else callers we got? We got a lot of
questions
from a lot of different
states. Don't forget Minnesota.
Minnesota. So we had Minnesota, we had Alabama, we had Chi-Town, and we had Seattle. So for those people out there, I do ship, guys. So if you want, you can definitely still place an order, and I ship out, and everything comes from FedEx. But with more details, just definitely DM me, let me know, and I'll be there to deliver. That's a major fact.
That's it. We wrapped up. What else do they want? We out of here.
Story about the boy Haiti the Great, ruined in 82, village in 88, carnival hot dog for dinner, wishing that it was steak, living in project housing 15 blocks from the lake, peeking out the air, then went straight to Medill. First day of school, boy, I knew that shit was real. It was youngest in the building, throwing a triple L 30 minutes in the crib, a nigga then got killed, and my mama told me every day people get killed. My son, you understand, ain't no rules in the shit. Then she pulled Peggy too, had a boo real slick and said, if they fuck with us, I'ma kill me a bitch. We living in public housing, but my daddy is rich. Sorry, son, it's just the way shit is. Turn a boy to a man 4 years. After 60 closed eyes, they sleep the towel, learn the water whip. They left, he stripped the sides, took the exes real swift. Every night I went to sleep, I dream about cooking me a brick. Now money on my mind like the fucking IRS, and circumstances make decisions by justice. Selling his mama crack. While you boy move packs, his packs was track pack. Put some cases on his back to get a Ben Frank sack. Track blazing, stay clean, the whole hood when it's back. Fanny Jones, belly, belly, 150 to the back. With a 4-4 known to take a chunk out your ass. P2K in his lump, he was blowing on that gas. Waste managed ass niggas, zip him up. Body bag, pay homage, Godfather. Yeah, 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 Godfather. Yeah, woo, yeah. Let me tell you one thing, getting money in my jeans, and I gotta show love to my family from the Greens. It was 12:30 Berlin. Folks, I'm on the scene, on the block, I'm drinking Remy with the gold mask thing. Showing love to the old, but no BDs from the north. But he put that shit on David, he'll knock a nigga off. If a nigga fuck with me, he gon' knock a nigga off. If a nigga fuck with him, he gon' knock a nigga off. Hold up, wait a minute, can't forget about my bro. He be rapping 21 and he be throwing up the mo. He asked me what's the drawing, and I told him get the dough, and we been friends ever since. Free my nigga Rico. Real niggas is hard to find, we something like Nemo. Loud pack motherfucker, you can smell it in my clothes. 290 to K-Town. What up, big lord, 165 pounds, the heart of a big boy. When y'all was playing with G.I. Joes, I was playing with something to it. Minnesota outlaw, Boston terror, fuck boy. Wanna meet your higher power, I can help you, fuck boy. Killer Fade, 48, no fade, fuck boy. From no love to no limit, I'm a certified G. To be certified, yo, they certified about certified G. What up, meet your woo, then my niggas from the D. You can get it a little cheap, but you gotta make it out the D. He say Paul with the Crips, rest in peace, love E. With my nigga LA and Juice, fucking up the streets. North Minneapolis, GMC in the streets. South Minneapolis, they got my cousin.
I've been always doing LV and Bree without killer cat. I got love for Palm Beach and Big Up, the old murder, my niggas from NBC. And my cousin, he a travel, I fuck with everybody, see. You know what I'm saying? Divided before, respect the G code, please. You been missing for about missing for a person, little G. You been missing for about missing for a person, little G. Calm down, get some bucks. Cause when it's war, you know the money slow up. Watch your back and your front. Cause money making loyalty change up. Pay homage, motherfucker.